Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
The education section of Media Access Australia's website has recently been updated with lots of new information for creating an accessible learning environment. Education Manager Anne McGrath's here today to tell us more about the update, particularly of interest for teachers who work with students with disability and diverse learning needs. Welcome, Anne.
Hello, Roberta. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, Anne, can you tell us what the changes are to the website?
Yes, certainly. The whole of the education section of the website's been reworked so that it's more user-friendly. And there's information that relates to teaching students with low vision or blindness and those who are deaf or have hearing impairment. And also we have an overview discussing access to media for diverse learners. It's a new structure with new menu items, and it's still a work in progress, and we'll be uploading content as it's written.
So who is the target audience for the education content?
The main group we'd like to assist the classroom teachers, because there's a lot of information that these teachers need to know to work effectively with their students. And of course they have access to information through education systems, but the information on our website offers a little extra support for these teachers. And we're not forgetting parents and any interested person who might be very, very interested to look at our section and see if they can learn something from the information as well.
So is there any specific information for parents?
There is information for teachers that is relevant to parents as well, but we are aware that we need to put in place a section for parents that's got information that's more related to their direct needs. And so we'll be doing that in the future.
So Anne, can you just take us through the menu items?
Well, accessible media for diverse learners, that's really a landing page to link off to specific content and links to the main content, which is teacher information. Now, this content is available through the low vision blindness menu item, and so that's the content I was going to focus on today. These pages include headings such as technology for students who are blind or have low vision, ways to access the curriculum for students who are blind or have low vision, and audio description in the classroom. We also have small sections on the database of audio-described DVDs and the vision education scoping report that we chatted about last.
So, Anne, has audio description been forgotten in schools, do you think?
Well, it's not that it's been forgotten, Roberta. It's really a situation that classroom teachers are not greatly aware of audio description and how it works. And we are hoping that our education content will raise awareness amongst teachers. There's not a lot of audio-described educational content around. However, it's slowly growing and can be sourced from entertainment DVDs. And our education content links to our audio-described DVD database, which is really helpful for everyone.
I think that's the main trouble with a lot of innovations is the awareness and how to use it, and you're doing something about that.
Well, we're trying to, Roberta, in the climate that exists at the moment. And so we'll be looking at finding as many of available resources to support students as possible and creating a focus for that on our website over time.
Well, that's all good news, I think. So thank you for that, Anne.
Well, thanks, Roberta. Lovely to chat with you.
Now, for more information on accessible education, you can ring 02 9212 6242 or email Media Access Australia. That's info@mediaaccess.org.au. And to find out more about access to media and technology, visit the Media Access Australia website, and that is mediaaccess.org.au. Very easy to navigate. I can do it, so I'm sure that you can too. I've been speaking with Anne McGrath, who is the Education Manager of Media Access Australia's website. And of course, it has been updated recently with lots of new information for creating an accessible learning environment. And as I said before, you can ring if you'd like more information, 0292 126242 or info@mediaaccess.org.au. And then there's the Media Access website, mediaaccess.org.au. And Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.
Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.